The legend it grows, why it does no one knows, of the man that they call Blair Alper. His folks moved to Chi-Town, this may have brought him down like Napoleon after Trafalgar. Some kid stole his bike and that was the first strike. He knew life wouldn't get any easier. And as time went by, he didn't know quite why, but he started to feel much queasier. In a house in Oak Park that looked better after dark, so you couldn't see the junk inside of it. He lived with his mom, although he had his qualms, and I don't know how he could abide by it. He started to chant, though hope seemed somewhat scant. He left home and got his own apartment. Things started to improve and his company moved. He bought a house and didn't have to rent. The company would fold, its fate could be foretold, from the day Fred and the tuna started dating. Though Blair stayed occupied, even he would confide, things started to get rather grating. The depression grew, Blair was feeling blue, and his doctors were none the wiser. He took many pills and got several refills, but he needed a motivation advisor. When refill time came, it was the end of the game. The nurse wouldn't give him more Adderall. And Blair got really sad, things were pretty bad, and he felt like he just hit a brick wall. The doctors were perplexed, though they saw the effects, and they saw his energy's dissipation. And he soon would tweet word of his new defeat, it was the wreck of Blair's motivation. Does anyone know where motivation goes when you spend half of the night in Ventrilo? Will you feel like crap or possibly get strapped when you can't lift your head from the pillow? He may have been okay, at least that's what they say, if Blair's mom hadn't stopped in Hammond. The trailer got robbed, a likely inside job that the cops should have better examined. Although Blair seems cursed, I guess it could be worse. He could have ended up like venison. He feels kind of down and he will mope around, but at least he can afford his medicine. He struggles every day to reverse the decay, and his doctors are still confounded. But he still can be smug because he isn't Doug, and his car hasn't been impounded. Now Blair grows more dismayed as his vital signs fade, and he writes it all down in his journal. So he'll try to fight it, unless he gives up and quits, and the quest for a cure seems eternal. I spent some time to make sure these words rhyme, still I'm not sure this song has a meaning. But if you don't like this one, at least it's almost done. Maybe all there that's redeeming.